singer-songwriter Buddy Holly was born Charles Hardin Holly in Lubbock, Texas, on this date in 1936. Holly was the youngest of four children in a family of devout Baptists, and gospel music was an important part of his life from an early age. A good student with infectious personal charm, Holly was declared king of the sixth grade by his classmates. He became seriously interested in music at about 12 and pursued it with remarkable natural ability. Already well-versed in country music, bluegrass, and gospel, and a seasoned performer by 16, Holly became devoted to rhythm and blues. By 1955, after hearing Elvis Presley, Holly was a full-time rock and roller. Later that year, he bought an electric guitar and developed a style of playing featuring ringing major chords that became his trademark. In 1956, he signed with Decca Records' Nashville, Tennessee division, but the records he made for them sold poorly and were uneven in quality. In 1957, Holly and his new group, The Crickets, began their association with independent producer Norman Petty at his studio in Clovis, New Mexico. While crafting tracks such as Not Fade Away, Peggy Sue, Listen to Me, and Every Day, Holly and the Crickets camped out at Petty's studio for days at a time, using it as a combination laboratory and playground. They were the first rock and rollers to approach the recording process in this manner. The Crickets' first single, That'll Be the Day, was released in 1957, and it became an international multi-million seller. Soon after, Holly became a star and an icon. By 1959, the hit records tapered off, and Holly was living in New York with his new bride. He was estranged from the Crickets and broke. Holly participated in the doomed Winter Dance Party of 1959 tour through the frozen Midwest, during which he and co-headliners Richie Valens and the Big Bopper were killed in a plane crash. In 1986, Holly was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and in 1996, he was honored by the National Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences with a Lifetime Achievement Award. Little Rock native Ben Piazza died of cancer on this date in 1991. Piazza was an actor, director, author, and playwright who starred in such notable films as The Hanging Tree and Tell Me That You Love Me, Junie Moon. He was compared to the young Marlon Brando in his youth, but achieved acclaim for character roles in his later years, often portraying an edgy, tightly controlled suburbanite or a repressive parent in films such as The Blues Brothers.
This is the famous Dr. Philo T. Farnsworth, who invented electronic television.
In July of 1957, Philo T. Farnsworth appeared on the television show I've Got a Secret. The secret contestants failed to guess was that Farnsworth invented electronic television. On this date in 1927, the TV pioneer succeeded in transmitting an image through purely electronic means by using a device called an image dissector. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
And sir, how old were you when you invented television, or the first television machine as we know it today, first television system?
I was 14.
14 years ago.